Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Young America, we are a world at war. As I see on the radio each week, you will not kneel to tyrants. And just know that this is a spiritual war. It's a dark and stormy night in America. And the infamous and legendary Von Wiehunt Show is on tonight. My friends, where we meet every Thursday night at 8 p.m. to 10, where we will talk about the news of the day. It's pirate and cult radio at its best. You are in the radio octagon. We are the very powerful riptide and undercurrent in the country today, where everything important is discussed, and no rhinos are allowed, no prisoners are taken, where eagles dare. I broadcast each week from my mountain stronghold in the bunker. Arizona is a land mass that resembles that of Afghanistan, rugged and mountainous. The news this week and every week is just amazing as it comes across my desk. I told you before, this is a spiritual and material war. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in very high places, my friends. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies always, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty demonic powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. God will judge our enemies, but we will always arrange the meeting with the sword if need be. We're so glad that you're here tonight. All new callers get in front of the line. This is Barbarian Talk Radio. There are always wars and rumors of more wars. America right now is an overstretched empire that can't win battles or wars. We have hordes of non-Romans flooding in like that of ancient Rome. They call them migrants and refugees. And many of them, not all, but many of them are degenerate criminals. Many of them who will contribute nothing to the country or our people. The mongrel hordes are coming in, and they will take advantage of the state and federal welfare programs as they have no damn intention to work at all. At the same time, we have massive degeneracy inside the country. And though we're not pious on our show, it's very obvious. There's 85,000 Haitians now in Central America, right now as we speak, marching towards the Texas border. If you thought there were problems last week or two in Del Rio, Texas, folks, you've got another thing coming. 85,000. That was 15,000 last week. If you listen to my show, you'll be far, far ahead of the curve. I told you all several years ago that 100 million people in the third world want to come to America. They all want to flood our shores. And now, this open border and our degeneracy of politics and our fiat currency and everything else has become normal and even commonplace. All while our national debt explodes over $30 trillion. But that's just what's on paper. Did you know the unfunded liabilities of the federal government is over $200 trillion? That's the real debt of America. The gold fringe is on our national flag. We have talked about that before, but it lets you know it is admiralty law which permeates the land, and not your vote, and not the Bill of Rights always, and not the U.S. Constitution. That gold fringe means something, and your opinion also does not count for nothing, Mr. and Mrs. America. This is the state of our affairs. They're telling that to your face. We don't care how you vote. We're going to install this candidate or this ex-candidate, and you're going to own nothing, and you're going to love it. That's what they have told us repeatedly. In the future, you will own nothing, and you will learn to love it. Well, screw them. A famous British writer, Oscar Wilde, said this: experience is the hardest kind of teacher because it gives you the test first and the lesson afterward. Very, very true. Right now, the Taliban in Afghanistan has one of the most modern militaries in the world, thanks to the U.S. taxpayer, thanks to you and me, and they call it Trader Joe's store. Get it? In Afghanistan. That's the big joke over there. It's called Trader Joe's for Traitor Joe Biden. Same time, all while that's going on, we have another proxy army coming to our Texas border. So boys down south, you better be ready. You better suit up and boot up when they overflow the border and overflow and go right through our Biden Border Patrol. Now, we have many patriots on our Border Patrol. But the problem is they're being culled, fired, sacked, terminated, sent away because they were doing their job on horseback, weren't they? They were doing a damn fine job for America. It's what they're supposed to do, protect that border. Well, Congress is rushing to vote on a stopgap bill to keep the government open ahead of tonight's deadline, tonight. President Biden signed the stopgap measure. The Democrats struggle to unite their party, and they want to spend you into oblivion. Trillions and trillions and trillions. They're going to grab all the cash and all the fiat currency they can before the whole system implodes upon its own weight. Now, I've warned you for 6-7 years to get ready, get ready, get ready, because this will happen someday. Someday, there will be a reckoning. Now, unlike other talk show hosts, I don't tell you it's tomorrow or next week. I don't give it a date like many do. There's a lot of fear porn out there. There's a lot of guys that act very pious, and I'm sure they're very well-meaning. And some of them have some really good articles and some great things to post on the internet. But when anyone tells you that the end of the end of the end of the end of America or anything or the world is next week, it's the same thing as the homeless guy with a sign on the street corner saying the end is near. Well, the end is also near, but my point is that these guys at the Fed and elsewhere in the banking world, they're very, very good and very sly and very clever on how to keep things going. Right now, things are going in this country. You can still buy food. You can still put gas in your car. We don't have troops in the street yet. You can do a lot of things right now, so take advantage of it. I really don't know how long it's going to last. But our current course, I'll tell you this, is not sustainable. Do you know what that means? That means at some point, these elites are going to bail out with their golden parachutes. They're going to vacate the premises. In the future, people will go to D.C., patriots, and D.C., in my view, will be abandoned. They will totally abandon ship. It will be a ghost town because nobody wants to linger around and wait for you to go there to see what's going on. They're going to be gone, long gone, in their bunkers, in their faraway islands, out of there, out, out, out. Let me ask you this, America. Why are there so many ships being forced to anchor outside of our California and Seattle and our Atlantic ports? There are 60 ships right now that are not being allowed to dock in L.A. to unload. 60 ships and counting. Is Joe Biden and his regime trying to starve us out? Are they trying to starve America of supplies, needed equipment, things that you need? Ah, you're seeing the light now. Well, so I've been telling you guys for years, you better be stocking up now for two reasons. One, while your fiat currency can still buy something. Two, while the equipment and material that you need is still available and still on the shelf in the stores, you better be thinking about that. And why are grocery store shelves in some parts of the country so empty? Why are prices reaching sky high? What's going on here? Well, the mass media in this country, in my view, wants to destroy the current, the real America, the U.S. of A. They want to replace all of you with something totally different. Let's take New York City, for example. 80% of all adults in New York City are fully vaccinated. Yet, the alleged COVID deaths are higher than last year. Vaccine mandates are simply not acceptable. They will try to starve us out. That seems to be their plan. You should be grabbing food and water right now, ready-made. Seeds are great, but I keep telling folks, seeds take a while to plant and grow. You want it all. Get it all while you still can. If you got an extra shed in the backyard, this is the real thing about having a house. You can have storage, lots of storage. Buy an extra shed. Fill it up with things that are not perishable, things that will last for 5 years. Might just save your life and that of your friends and family. The downfall of this country started when we started catering to the militant minorities, the mentally ill government officials, and letting our emotions dictate sound policy. Now, there's a new medical study among all this COVID fiasco and hysteria that now you need triple masking, America, Are you kidding me? You're going to walk around with triple mask on? I passed by a guy today that wore at least two or three masks on the roadway. Out in the open, wasn't around anybody in front of a store. Grown man, looking like a clown. Unbelievable. You know, when you really think about it, this may be the first virus in history where millions of people desperately want it to be way, way worse than it really is in order to validate their strange, deranged mental state, their emotions, and their masked behaviors. They want this thing to be bad. There are Democrats and people of all ilks and parties who really believe in this COVID hysteria. They want it to be like Ebola. They want it to be like a genocide. And then they can say, aha, I told you so. You should have listened to me. And they're out there in the millions. And they're the ones that get very angry when you don't abide by the government plan. But you aren't kowtowing to them. You're not compliant. And we say you don't have our consent. We don't believe in your BS. Challenge these people. We tell them you're full of it. Your science is wrong. You say you love science, but you really don't follow science or any common sense. Well, in the economic world, Biden's promise on the campaign trail not to raise taxes on those making under $400,000 per year is now a big lie. They've come out and said many times that they will be taxing the middle class, as we told you. The poor will be taxed. And the Democrats always kill me when they say, we're for the common man. The common man, kitchen table issues in America. More Bernie Sanders, more BS. Because what do? The minute they get in power, they tax the middle class. They tax the poor man. They tax them into slavery. And that is what they do. Also in Afghanistan, we had a lieutenant colonel who said he wanted accountability in the Marine Corps. He's been arrested, put in the brig, as I told you that he would. Unfortunately for him, he can't speak his mind or say anything. Yet General Milley and other gutless, weak officers were in charge of our disastrous retreat and withdrawal out of Afghanistan. And they just look at you and say they were following orders. Doesn't that sound familiar? We have traitors in our midst. Many of the officers in the Pentagon, in my view, should be sacked and fired and told to get the hell out of there. If you aren't a warrior in my country, get the hell out. Why are you in the war business? Why are you in the military? Just to get a paycheck and a ribbon and a medal? Well, screw you. Get the hell out of there. Resign your commission with honor and leave. We don't need you. We don't want you. You have no respect on the streets of America. For those that pop off and say, in all the barracks, we can't wait to get our orders to shoot Americans. Well, someday you may get those orders. I mean, what are you going to do when they shoot back at you? Just saying. Be careful what you wish for, folks, because anything is possible going forward. And you know it, and I know it. And one more thing, we are not the show for everyone. If the show is too strong for you, if it's too, if it offends you, you need to turn the dial. You need to go somewhere else. Go to a Rhino talk show. Do something a little bit different. This show is not designed for everyone. It's only designed for those in the know. Intel is discussed. We have the smartest callers in the entire radio cosmos and blogosphere. But again, the show is not for everyone. We're glad you're here tonight. Those that want to be here, you are more than welcome. Welcome to church every Thursday night. Church is now in session, and I am the high priest of the radio airwaves. I will never tire for warning you about this fight. We all know it's coming up. Now, in 1776, they said, join or die, which echoes throughout time immortal. What is going on right now in this country is that America is in for a major fight that may put you and your family in the firing line, literally. Many hostile forces are surrounding the nation, and some are even in the halls of power. We may very well be in the fight for our very lives someday. Prepare accordingly, real America, and make sure those damn munitions are at the ready, because my spyglass never, ever sleeps. As I told you before and earlier in the monologue, the political elites have promised you America, that you will own nothing and you will be happy about it. This is their plan. We don't need their fake COVID vaccine. We have something better. It's called natural immunity. So there's a lot of news going on tonight. I'm sure you've heard about the Chinese rocket, if you haven't, that was launched over Sydney, Australia. The rocket that has the potential to be armed with nuclear warheads. I saw the video of the Chinese rocket flying over Sydney yesterday. Unbelievable. And China is saber-rattling. Now, China used to be a country that was involved in trade. And what they've done, they've decided to convert their trading economy to a war economy. And this is why you hear all these scuttlebutt from China about wanting war, wanting to try and control the South China Sea. They want to control the Pacific Ocean. They want to do a lot of things of that nature. So that's basically what's going on there. If you just reached the show, we'll be taking calls in the next hour at 563-999-3437. You have now reached the Von Wehhunt Show. If you F around with us in the future, or my radio audience is armed and ready, but if you do something so heinous or bad to us, any enemy of the real nation or our people, like Trump said, we are going to do things to you that have never been done before. It seems that the political elites right now in the country, they want chaos in the land by their very actions. Now, us, we're the peaceful ones. We want the shining city on the hill. We want things to be as normal as they can in this crazy dystopia world, in idiocracy, I call it. Whether you look at the economy, immigration, or domestic policy, well, just be forewarned that the men who are directly affected by this are the same deplorables they have been scared of and talking about. And once provoked, they will be vicious to their enemies. They may lose their minds in battle, sure, but they will be vicious to their enemies. War is war, and we don't want war. We want peace, peace through strength. But I will say this, a lot of people talk about war or civil unrest, things of that nature, which we do not want on my show. But I will say this, that if once things kick off or ever go that direction, God forbid, that strange things happen in the fog of war. You will see things come out of the woodwork that you've never seen before. I'll tell you that. You know, there was a movie actor, Marlon Brando, who was in Apocalypse Now. He was the Colonel Kurtz. And Colonel Kurtz, the renegade colonel, said this when talking to the CIA operative that walked up to him. He goes, "You're an errand boy sent by grocery clerks, sent here to collect a bill." Love that line in that movie. Do not be fooled about our border. This is not natural immigration at all, but a planned, well-funded, and orchestrated invasion of America. It is designed to implode and collapse the country from within, in my view, economically and or by civil unrest, violence, and chaos. As I have told you before, the most powerful man in the world right now is the American patriot. All other nations consistently tell us that they are looking up to you, the American patriot, for leadership, for strength, for fortitude, for direction, God forbid that ever were to happen. America, I told you last week, has gone dark. No one can argue that we are the shining city on a hill anymore. Our government once stood for liberty and freedom, and they have been hacked by hostile forces. Immigration to this country is an effing disaster, as we have spoken about many, many times. Let me tell you what the French philosopher Voltaire said. "So long as the people do not care to exercise their freedom, those who wish to tyrannize will do so. For tyrants are active and ardent and will devote themselves in the name of any number of gods, religious and otherwise, to put shackles upon sleeping men." Who knows what evil lurks in the heart and hearts of men? The shadow knows. As we have said that many times on the radio, there are shadow conspiracies. There are a lot of people, I believe, in D.C. meeting in the shadows and dark hallways, dark alleys. I believe there are suitcases full of cash, promises made, favors promised and kept, things that are done to keep the status quo going, to keep the swamp from draining. Unbelievable carnage out there. Unbelievable what's going on. And last week we talked about the Statue of Liberty. One guy wrote into the show and said and asked if the Statue of Liberty is a transgender statue or person. Then one person said, "Was the Mona Lisa really a man? Some scholars say so. What say you?" I have no idea. But I will say this, that the plaque on that statue needs to go. Now, in regards to Haiti, we had all these Haitian immigrants come up here, right? Didn't the Clinton Foundation have a hand in all that? Weren't they there in Haiti for years, ginning things up with their foundation? And now they've abandoned the country. They're no longer there because there's no more money to be made. The donations have dried up and they've gone elsewhere, obviously. Biden is apparently the installed president to collapse America, our economy, our way of life, and our military and Pentagon. The things coming out of the Pentagon each week are just amazing to me. I've told you before, this is not your dad or uncle's military, that's for sure. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller has been taken to the brig after a series of videos and harsh comments that he made condemning the U.S. military's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. It's true that a military officer should bite their lip. They are trained to do that. And it's true that maybe they shouldn't go public. But to put the man in the brig after all the service he's done for our country, 17 years worth, is one more slap in the face of our military men and women in uniform and our great nation and our great patriots. Looking at the news and talking to people, there's a thing called the normie out there. These are the people that are kind of in tune with the normalcy bias. The normie, trying to convert them into red pill or things of that nature, is a fruitless effort. And the normie is a guy or gal that doesn't know anything about current events. Ignorance is bliss to them, and they basically believe that everything there is fine, and their mind is stuck in 1990. Now, in 1990, once a year back, these people. But you mentioned things to them, and they could be a professional. They could be somebody at work. They have no clue what you're talking about. They will give you what I call the blank stare. They're not sure if what you're telling them is a fib. They always say, where did you get that? Where did you get that? I haven't heard that. Well, you haven't heard that because you don't want to hear anything. How about those apples? You haven't heard that because you don't even open the internet or a newspaper or watch anything to get any ounce of news. They're called the normies. Now, the minute you present a fact to them or logic, they scream something about, oh, they'll say that's fascist or that's Nazi or that's socialist, whatever their pet phrase is, or some other schizophrenic response from their mental programming. A lot of these people are programmed to be that way. They're brainwashed, in other words. So there's a lot of programmed people that we meet. Our job as part of the Von Wien Show is to deprogram these people as best you can. When you meet somebody, try to deprogram them if they're a normie. And you need to show them that there's a different way of thinking about things. And they have been gamed by the system, if you will. So there are things that we can do. A lot of people have a fatalistic attitude. And they say, oh, die is cast. We can't do anything. We're screwed. World War III is around the corner, whatever. I always tell people these things are fluid. Lots of moving parts, lots of actors, lots of good and bad actors on the national and world scene. lots of white hat and black hat people. You really do. But the normies basically are people that you need to deprogram them. There are things that we can do. You need to self-balkanize, get into an area that you feel comfortable in, get around your own people, get around areas of the country that are not surrounded by militant ghettos out to shank you or kill you. Once the purge begins, to be blunt. And you know what I mean. So self-balkanize, number one. Number two, prepare. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Be prepared is Scout's motto. And I am an Eagle Scout. You need to be preparing for these eventualities, and hopefully they'll never come. I always pray that cooler heads prevail and that nothing will happen to wreck our lives. But what I see in D.C. constantly is they're trying desperately to wreck the country, to wreck our economy, to wreck our military. They're almost inviting attacks in with generals, rogue generals, calling up communist nations like Milley, telling them we will tip you off in case of an attack. Or the flip side of that is come and attack us. We're not going to do anything about it because we're going to tip you off first. Just to show that we're better, which is a bizarre, bizarre philosophy of that general. and other generals. And there are many officers that think like Milley. Don't think he's the only one. These are the same officers that are bringing in multiculturalism, diversity, critical race theory. They're anti-white. They can be white. It doesn't mean that they're pro-white. They can be anti-white. They're brainwashed again. They're gamed by the system. So they are also mentally programmed in that system as well. We have very few of them that, in my view, have what I call critical thinking skills. They can think on their feet. They can think quickly. That are nimble. That can have even an ounce of common sense. We have many great patriots in our military still. But my point is they're weeding out the good ones and they're bringing in the bad ones. And we see it every day in the headlines. So you need to self-balkanize. You need to prepare. You need to deprogram the normies in your midst and sit and wait and enjoy your life and make money. And by the way, I told you before on the economy that a lot of you guys waited way too long to get jobs. Now, I hear a lot of people are calling the show and emailing me saying, I've been applying recently and I told you to get a job in the summer. I said, back in the summer, May, June, July, they were begging for people. That was when you should have ran out there if you were really listening to the show and get a job. Now you're going around. Now everyone's flooding back in because guess what? A few weeks back, they cut off everyone's unemployment benefits. And I told you, don't wait till the bitter end. So now you're applying everywhere and everyone's full. Their schedule's full. Their roster's full. Again, if you listen to the show every week, you'll be way ahead of the curve because I study this stuff and I'll tip you off. I'll warn you to make certain cat moves in your life. And that was one big one. And we talked about that a lot, about moving and grooving and get into something now before the holidays hit, before the dark winter that Biden is promising all of us in America. He said it again last week. He's promising a dark winter. And he won't explain what that means. I think it's going to be major supply chain disruptions, possibly a false flag, possibly some other draconian measures coming down the pike. Anything is possible. Also, some information this week that the same people who told you that the Wuhan lab leak was a conspiracy theory are the same people who told you that Hunter Biden's laptop was a disinformation campaign are the same people who tell you Biden has a legal right to force you into getting the new beast vaccine and to force you into medical tyranny. Think about it. Now, Fox News is also complicit in the 2020 election. I know a lot of you are big fans of Fox. They are better than the Communist News Network, CNN, others, but don't count on them to cover the Arizona audit results. Fox News is under direct orders to not let the evidence of fraud become a mainstream media talking point. In other words, I'm telling you in a nice way, though they're Fox News, many people think and believe they're in on it. They're in on it because Fox News called Arizona for Biden. I have not forgotten that. They also participate in the COVID tyranny by requiring their employees to provide their vaccination status and cards, and they have many, many rhino sellouts on their show, and they know who they are. I won't name those names. They are the controlled opposition, media mouthpiece, controlled opposition. Learn that phrase. Basically, it's the same subversion of you, your street, your family, your loved ones, and your neighborhood, just with prettier faces. A lot of pretty blondes on the show that will wink at you and bat their eyelashes at you, but don't let those pretty faces fool you, boys. Listen to what they say and look at what they do. They always vote with their feet. And I've seen consistent trends over there, though they're a little better. They're about 1 degree of separation right now between the networks. It ain't much. Well, folks, glad you're here. Powerful show tonight. We have a lot of callers that have already called in. They're ready to go. They're ready to talk to you, America. And we're also in many foreign countries. And by the way, we have a new foreign country. It's been added to our list. And you'll never guess what it is. But it's the country, well, we'll talk about that after the song. And I want you to guess which country it is. First caller who gets it right gets the gold star. We're ready to start the infamous, the rogue, the legendary Von Wiehunt Show. Glad you're here. We'll be right back. love that. A little bit of Kiss there, Psycho Circus. I saw the Kiss concert here in Phoenix on Sunday night. Fantastic show. Their end of the road tour. I can't wait to see them again. I might see them in Las Vegas if I'm lucky. Unbelievable. Great stage show. A lot of fire and lightning bolts. And Gene Simmons and special effects. Pyrotechnics. The Kiss Army is out there, and so is the Von Wien Army. And tonight, we have joined forces. We are the mightiest army in the world and in America. And with that, let's go to the phone. Let's get to, I believe, Kat in Canada. This is Kat. Hello, you're on the Von Wien Show.
No. Hello?
Is this EMP?
Yep. EMP. You know,
EMP from Louisiana. Hey, man. I'm sorry. I thought you were Kat calling there. How are you doing, bud?
Oh, I'm good. Look, I want to start off with just a little story that I heard. The American...
Tell me.
The American definition, origins of the word gossip were this. That's the way... Because the Patriots, the 1770s, they would meet at these bars to plan the revolution and such, the British said, okay, where are these people meeting? We got to find out what's going on. So they found out they were meeting in these bars, so they would go sip to spy on the people, you know, the good patriots.
Yeah,
the
American colonials. I like that. Go sip. Gossip.
Yep.
I get it.
Yep.
I get it.
Yep. And look, you were talking earlier about the Chinese and how they want to take the Pacific. The last time a totalitarian nation tried to take the Pacific, what happened to them? What ended up happening to them? It was Japan, 1945, and we ended up basically with the atomic bomb.
That's right.
That's what happened to them. Now, do we have the right people in the right places to pull off something like that nowadays? Right now, probably not.
No, absolutely not.
The way Millie is talking and stuff like that. No, definitely not, you know. But if our boy Trump gets back in, then he'll get rid of some of these people like Milley and put in people that will have the gall, will have the balls to go and do what is needed to be done and stand up to China, you know. I mean, Trump was on his way to doing that with all his stuff – that he was doing economically.
Right.
He was doing it without firing a shot, you know. So he can do it. Yeah, he can do it, and he can do it again. If he did it before, he can do it again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have all the confidence in the world that he can do it again. And frankly,
I do too.
This would be his second term. They would call him a lame duck, but this is not a consecutive term, and this is going to be his last term. And the fact of the matter is he's not going to give a damn what people think. He's going to do what's best for the American people when he gets back in.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
absolutely.
And, that's the thing. And look, here's the deal. You mentioned also earlier about the ships that are anchored off the east and west
coast. 16 counting. Mm-hmm.
Right, and here's the deal. To my knowledge, that hasn't spread to the Gulf Coast yet.
Mm-hmm.
To my knowledge, you know. Now, will
it's
it?
Going to, but it's going to.
It's going to.
It's
will
coming.
It probably will.
It's coming.
Right now, it hasn't. So a lot of the stuff that's on the west and east coast, moored out there on the west and east coast, can probably come back around, and as of right now, can come back around and come up on the Gulf Coast and up through the Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right?
Now, like you said, it's going to happen. They're going to start mooring ships off the west off the Gulf Coast as well. But I think the reason why they're not doing it right now is they fear that we're still in hurricane season. You know,
right? We are,
and so right. So up until the end of next month, we're in hurricane season, and so they don't want it's a disaster if you do it. You know, if you moor them, just to moor them there, it's a bigger disaster if a hurricane hits and takes them out. You know.
Right. Right.
So.
I agree, man.
Right. That's why they're not doing it off the Gulf Coast right now, because it's still hurricane season. But yeah, they're gonna do it after hurricane season. And look, all this stuff about masking and unmasking, frankly, my brother-in-law is a doctor. You know, he's a research doctor, but he's a doctor, cancer research and all that stuff. And he has said all this stuff. He said what basically a lot of these studies have said, that masks are bull, masks are manure, because the only mask that really works is the N95. To some extent, it's the N95 mask. And where's that?
Right.
Where's those masks going? Where's the majority of those masks going to? Hospitals, clinics, you know, doctors. Are
right.
you going to be able to, I mean, if you go, if are you as a normal person, a regular person, a non-doctor, going to be able to get those masks in any bulk situation? No, because
no, that's why you got to give them now. That's why you got to prepare now. You got to do things now,
right.
People. You can't wait till the end. All these people want to wait till, well, I'm going to wait till I'm directly affected. I'm going to wait till there's an emergency broadcast. Look, when you see the emergency broadcast on the TV, it's too late. People like
right.
me are getting ready years. This takes years to be advanced, to be prepped up, to be ready. I mean, I call it stealth accumulation. You accumulate things when no one's watching you, when no one's looking. That's when you accumulate. You don't wait till the panic, because then there's panic hoarding, panic buying, and the prices will go exponential. You don't wait till then. You do it now. I told you, when you got some money in your pocket, a few extra dollars, you know, buy what you need. And everyone's got different needs, but I know what is going to be required. So, you know, guns,
right.
bullets, flashlights,
right.
batteries, candles. Do you have a good car? Can your car drive 1,000 miles? Does it have good enough tires to get across the country? Is the engine working? Things like that. Do you have a sleeping bag? Do you have good hiking boots? Clothing. Maybe you have to go to a warm weather place or a cold weather place. Do you have water purification tablets? Do you have a lot of things like that that people just haven't thought out? A hand crank radio, for example. You know, I mean, there will be broadcasts even after an EMP, and mine will be one of them. We will make sure that we get our signal out there one way or another. EMP, thank you, buddy. You're a great patriot out there in Louisiana. Thank you, sir. Have a great night. That was EMP. Let's get to Paul the Gladiator and then the Irish Pirate. Gladiator, how are you doing, man?
Good, man. What's going on?
Can
you hear
me? Oh, we just been, yeah, got you loud and clear. We just been working a lot and watching Rome burn. That's all
right.
We've been doing.
Yeah, the Huns have crossed the... The Huns have crossed the gates and they are in the city.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Crazy out there.
Yeah, so listening to your caller in Louisiana, MP3, is that what his name?
Well,
I know he's called a few times.
He actually, I call him EMP for a short. That's his nickname. Because to me, people can relate to EMP. His actual thing is the MFP3 or whatever. So just call him EMP for short. Yeah.
Right. So what he was saying about Trump, Trump was the only one who ever tried to affect China, but he was doing it. And if nobody recalls, you know, 10,000 Chinese factories closed down between 2016 and 2019. And that is why the Communist Chinese Party and the president of China, he's basically a figurehead of the Communist Party anyway, that's why they allowed out of Wuhan the COVID-19 virus to spread. They allowed 50,000 visas that would not normally get approved in November of 2019. They approved 50,000 of these visas out of Wuhan for them to escape out of Wuhan, thinking that they were escaping the virus. Because, you know, everybody forgets. November, December, and January, does everybody remember now that I'm going to bring it up again, that they were building hospitals in the Chinese large parking lots down by the waterfronts? They were building these hospitals in 1, 2, 3 days up, like four-level hospitals that were just constructed out of plastic floors. And nobody remembers that. Everybody forgets so quickly. But, you know, I have didactic memory, and I remember everything that I've ever seen from age 3 on. And I remember seeing that on the news, but everybody forgets it. Nobody remembers. But they let the Wuhan virus go because they knew they could economically affect the world, which would include the United States, and it would affect what Trump had already done to them across 3 years. That's why they let the virus go. And, you know, and they were the ones who developed that virus. Everybody forgets October, November of 2019, how the Wuhan director of the Viral Institute said, hey, we did it, everybody. We successfully manipulated all the COVIDs in the world to stop the human lung from breathing. And then when they released it, they were like, shut the flip up. Don't mention it again. So and you can look it up. It's online. I mean, you know, it's funny, everybody. You all can Google search how Britney Spears is doing with her father controlling her money every day. You can't research the Wuhan Viral Institute. You can't research SM-102 from Cayman Chemical, which is basically – I'm sorry?
They refuse to look up SM-102. They refuse out there. Refuse.
Refuse. Look it up, everybody. Cayman Chemical, United States, Cayman Chemical, just like the Cayman Islands. Look it up. They own the patent. That is also funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Fauci family, the Tier 1 families who are all on the board of the Federal Reserve and on the board of all ABC, CBS, NBC, all the movie production companies in Hollywood. They're all on the board. They've all married into one another's families. They all own all of the radiation technology for cancer. They own all the chemotherapy technology for cancer. They own the Cancer Centers of America. They own the Mayo Clinics. They want you to get sick with the SM-102 in the viral vax base. It's not a vaccine against anything other than vaccinating you with cancer. SM-102 nine of the deadliest HB chemicals known to man. You can't even touch these chemicals with your fingertips or breathe in the vapors. You will die. And they formulated it in SM-102, and they stick a needle in your arm and inject it into your veins, because that's where it goes, and you're going to die. I mean, come on, people. It's easy to research. It's easy to do, and it's easy not to do. Here's the problem. You ready, Vaughn? It's easy.
I'm ready.
It's easy to go down to the grocery store, down to the gas station around the corner, go pick up 6, 12, or 24 beers, bring it home with a pizza, sit in front
yes.
of your TV and watch a 30-minute comedy yes. sitcom. That's easy to do.
Yes,
right?
That's America. That is America okay. right there.
That's America. Now, it's easy.
So true.
Now, it's easy not to do that. Sit at home, make a salad, and research SM-102. But they choose the easy way out, go get the beer, go get the pizza, sit back, go get the viral injection into your arm, because, number one, everybody, when they were willing to give this for free, that should have been your first clue as, no, this is the government and they're here to help. No, that's an oxymoron, okay?
That's right.
So when they're wanting to give you anything for free, it's nefarious on their part. They want to inject your body with something for free. You mean they don't want to make money? They tax every dollar you earn. It's 50 cents on the dollar they end up taking when you take federal, state, and then sales tax. Everybody always forgets
That's
about
right.
adding sales tax. Everything you buy, we are double taxed, but we have representation. So it's different than the Revolutionary War. We're not getting double taxed without representation. We're getting double taxed with representation, but they're representing their own needs, not ours. Okay, we vote them in and they represent their needs. Only Donald Trump represented our needs, but that's why he's not in Washington anymore, because nobody in Washington wanted him there. Okay? So
that's right.
Now, when the government says they're going to do something for you, run the other way. Do for yourself. Act like John Henry, John Hancock, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. Don't ask anybody for help. Do it yourself. Research and stay the fuck away from the government. Because if they're wanting to inject you with anything, know that it is death. They're injecting you with death. And it's a slow death, and it's a painful death, and it's a death that all the Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3 families can make money on, because they're going to take all your medical money from you going to the Mayo Clinic and getting chemo, getting radiation, being in a bed, in the hospital. They own the hospitals of America, people. Do the research and find it out. These are private institutions. Hospitals are not public institutions. They're not government institutions. They're private institutions owned by the Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3 families. We're talking the Bushes, the Clintons, the Faucis, the Gates, the Vanderbilts, the Carnegies. You name the family, they own the hospital systems and the medical systems and the medical research, including chemo and radiation. Please walk
right, Paul
away
speaks
from
the truth, people. Yeah, Paul is spot on. In fact, today, Paul, I was at Walgreens here in Phoenix, and there were three people lined up to get the COVID shot. You know, I'm waiting there. I'm doing some things. The guy goes, hey, are you going to get the shot? And I go, real loud, you know me, I go, no, I'm not brainwashed. I did it on purpose. Well, I love being the bull in the China shop. And you are too, like Trump, and they go, whoa, oh my God, oh, he's ruffling some feathers. And the guy looked at me, kind of looked down, and I went, look, man, you do what you want, but I think it's a bad, bad move. Again, I don't want to get into it with him, but to me, if you're already there and you're signed up at Walgreens to get the shot, you're already a true believer, and nothing I can say is going to dissuade you anyway. I don't know you from Adam. I hope you have a nice life, but it ain't going to last long, I'll tell you that, because if the vaccine doesn't get you, something else will, and it's going to, like Paul said, folks, it's going to be a slow death. It's going to, each shot lowers your immunity system, where you're now susceptible to other diseases. So then when you get cancer or whatever, they'll say, well, it wasn't the shot, the guy got cancer. Plausible deniability for the government. It's an evil, evil, evil plan. Your final words, Paul.
Yeah, man, absolutely. So not, you know, they're injecting you with the poisons and the cancer, with the HB, all the HB chemicals that are part of SM-102. So they got the poison and the cancer going in you. Plus, it will totally destroy any immunity you have to anything else that you're going to come in contact to. And like I said, when they say we're the government, we're here to help you, we're going to assist you, we want to save you, that is the first clue that you are to run in the other direction. Do not turn your head, because that's when they catch you by the face and you twist your ankle. Do not look back. Do not pass go. Just go the other direction. You have to start thinking for yourselves, acting for yourselves, making money for yourselves, saving your money. Put it and stash it away. Put it in a place where nobody else can get to it, because you're going to need it soon. And if you don't stack them and stack them, you got to put stacks of high society together, $10,000 stacks. And you got to stack those stacks of high society on top of one another so you have enough cash to get the hell out of Dodge when they come knocking on your door next, because they're already knocking on your arm, and you lift your shirt up and willingly take their shot. Believe me, if they're knocking on your arm, they're going to knock on your front door next. And believe me, they're going to put an Afghani family in your house. They're going to put a Haitian family in your house. The Mexicans are the last people we need to worry about now, because we're flying them in now. Our government is flying all the jets they can and landing these people from other countries to destroy our American fabric that we built over the last 250 some odd years, everybody. Okay? They're going to destroy the fabric. They're going to put them in your neighborhoods. They are going to destroy our U.S., not only our economy, but our neighborhood, our futures. You will have people walking in the street, coming up to your door, ringing your doorbell. Mark my words, they're going to ring your doorbell and beg for money. They're not even going to wait for you to drive to a corner to drive by them.
Right.
They are going to ring your doorbell and say, do you have any spare change? Give me a dollar. And if you don't, they're going to kick your fucking door in, and they're going to take your fucking house over. Trust me.
That's right.
It's coming.
They're
going to
get super aggressive. They'll be... Yeah, it's going to happen. You're right. They'll be super aggressive, man. They'll start invading the suburbs, invading your streets, banging on doors at 2 o'clock in the morning.
There's no job.
Right.
There's no money for them. They have no job. They're going to run through that $5,000 Visa card literally for 2 or 3 months. They're going to have no money, no place, and they're going to look at your house and say, hey, that'd be a nice place to live. Why don't we just leap through the fucking window, and we're just going to fucking fight it out. And they'll put your...
And that's exactly what's going to happen.
You can't defend
and
yourself.
And this is why, folks,
you've got
to be armed to the teeth, because they will crawl through your windows. In third world countries, you ever wonder why there's bars and all the windows and doors and gates? It's to keep out the riffraff. To be blunt, they are the riffraff. I will call them out. They are the criminal class. Degenerates. Degenerates don't have no moral compass, and they will come after you.
You go to Ciudad Juarez or Tijuana, there's bars on all the windows and doors. So what these Afghans, what the Haitians will do is they'll go through your windows, crash through your doors, they will kill you, they might even eat you because they don't want your stench in the house, but they can't put your body outside because they're going to go to jail. So they'll just chop you up, cook you, eat you, you're dead, you're gone, nobody hears a whisper from you, and they end up living in your house. And as soon as they're there past 30 days, now they have the rights to the home. They're done. They're
That's
there.
Right. That's right. And everything you got in your home is now theirs. It happened. They are squatters, and they'll be coming in. The squatter rights are out of control in this country. And the courts will tell you it's a civil issue. The police won't do anything about it. They will shrug. But, Paul, you're right, man.
Now,
Paul, thanks for the call, buddy. Awesome, man.
One last part to this. One last part to this, and then I'll say goodnight.
Sure.
So remember, families have little children. And little children to these Afghans, right, to these Haitians, right, they don't matter. And it could be a little boy, a little girl. And here's where the parents of America, especially the dads and the male figures in these houses, have to realize. What they do in their own countries is they kill the parents and rape their children. So keep that in mind. Now go get a
That's
gun
right.
and go get 5,000 bullets and protect your family, because you're going to have to do it. And you have to have the balls to do it. And anybody that steps forward, just like in the revolutionary days, they get killed and buried in the backyard, and then we don't say anything. That's the way America is going to end up working, so that we can save this country.
Love it. I totally agree, Paul. Totally agree. Thanks, man. Awesome call.
Okay.
Words
Have a
of
good
wisdom.
Night, everybody.
Thank you. It's Paul the Gladiator, folks. Fantastic call. Yeah, America was built on the gun. And they always say they need more and more of our tax dollars, but don't they just say that they're going to print money anyway? So why do you need to take money out of my check or in your paycheck when the government says, like tonight, we're going to just print some more money to keep the federal government going? If you can print the money at will, why do you need mine and yours? Think about it. They're just going to print. They're so greedy. The real greed is not you who live in the suburbs of America or live in a nice neighborhood. The real greed is our government. They're the ones that are greedy. Their budget goes up every year by billions and billions and billions. They never have enough money. Every dime they get, they spend. Because them spending money in Washington, D.C. equals political power. And they'll print more of it. If they still want to tax you and raise your taxes, sounds kind of strange to me. And that's why they're having these debt ceiling arguments, that kind of BS in D.C. every year, if you notice. In a moment, we will get to the Irish pirate is next. We still have Cat in Canada, the gunslinger. More callers are on the line and coming in. Paul's right, folks, and I've told you this before myself a zillion times. In these third world countries, they don't play fair. They fight dirty. They play very dirty. There are no rules at all. And they will be taught and they will be told, this is extremely important, that it's not fair. Key word. It's not fair that you have so much and that they have nothing. It's not fair that you have a house and a car and maybe an extra pair of shoes or whatever, furniture, food, clothing, water. It's not fair. And because it's not fair, they'll be taught, well, you better go in those neighborhoods and you better take what you want, because we're promising you, if you can take it, like the law says, possession of anything is 9/10 of the law. Whoever possesses it is the owner in the eyes of the law. The law doesn't always care about your title or what you've got. They say, who has it and how do they get it? And so if they can possess your car, your property, get into your home, take it over, kill you and your family. Your neighbors today are so dumbed down, not in my neighborhood or I'm sure our callers, but for most of America, the neighbors in America aren't like the neighbors of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, even early 2000s. They'll look the other way and gulp and look down like the sheep and the slaves that they are. Don't expect them to come and rescue you, to come and help you. They will not. They will look the other way because they are cowards. They're apathetic. They will not lift a finger to help you. Remember that. We are on our own. Told you that many times before. And tonight, this is our fraternity on the radio, our fraternal order, and it sounds a lot like this.
Robert Hoover will speak on behalf of Delta House.
I don't think you can fully judge a fraternity without looking at the positive qualities of the people in it.
I think we've heard enough, Mr. Chairman.
I was told I'd have a chance to...
That's enough. The court will now render a decision.
Well, look, you said I could...
He said that! Yeah.
Are you deaf?
Let's finish this damn thing.
I don't think it's fair.
I'll tell you what's fair and what's not.
Mr. President, have to listen to any more of this.
Point of parliamentary procedure.
Don't screw around. They're serious this time.
Take it easy. I'm in pre-law, man.
But you're pre-med.
What's the difference?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be brief. The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests. We did. But you can't hold a whole fraternity responsible for the behavior of a few sick, perverted individuals. For if you do, then shouldn't we blame the whole fraternity system? And if the whole fraternity system is guilty, then isn't this an indictment of our educational institutions in general? I put it to you, Greg. Isn't this an indictment of our entire American society? Well, you can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America. Gentlemen!
You're not walking out of this one, mister. You're finished. No more Delta. You bought it this time, Buster. I'm calling your national office. I'm going to revoke your charter.
The Von Wehunt Army is the strongest fraternity in America.
Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
I am the Barbarian. I am here in the flesh. And now let's get to the Irish pirate at his North Valley compound somewhere, which will remain undisclosed to all listeners. Mr. Pirate, are you there?
Absolutely, General Von Wehunt.
Yes. How are you doing tonight? Can hear your voice, man. Our tech wizard, folks.
Well,
what are your thoughts? Sound off, sir.
If you hear the heavy pounding in the background, it's because it's raining outside, and normally I would be outside, but not in this crazy weather. It's coming down pretty good.
Right.
Speaking of raining, there's some issues raining down on us lately. Our freedoms seem to be drifting away with the tide. And the first thing I want to mention, they caught the HHS actually recently explaining away why it is they don't seem to care much about the jab deaths that are going on, which by now it's pretty hard to stop it from happening. So they have to have an excuse. So what they've offered, to my jaw-dropping astonishment, is they said literally, well, with an amount of deaths that we have so far at $5 million a lawsuit, we're quote-unquote still profitable. And I'm thinking, just like you mentioned a moment ago, I thought they were on a budget. Now, who gets the profit if they run over budget?
Right.
So that's a really scary thought. Because if they think
it's profitable
to have a reasonable number of people die on their watch, despite the fact that their job is supposedly to help it, but as we brought up on previous shows, their real job, since the entire United States government has no agency whatsoever that's actually there to help you, technically that means it's a Cold War. And it's becoming more and more, I won't say a hot war, but they're trying to disguise the fact that they clearly have no interest. Well, that makes things a little bit more interesting because of late, even today, I had to send an email to someone who had no idea there were 60,000 Haitian refugees coming in through Texas.
That's right.
Blew my mind, but I went ahead and sent any videos that I know of that are out there. And what boggled my mind is what I'm hearing on several different talk shows. I actually had to call KFNX myself because they were doing the same thing, basically saying, well, what do they do? Swim. You know, how do they get here? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm saying, you're making a mistake. We were talking the same thing about the Costa Ricans. We were talking the same thing about the Afghans. And you keep pointing your anger at the so-called migrants. And you're not pointing your finger at, first of all, when you talk to them in their native language, when they get close to here, they will tell you, we can't believe how much they didn't give us that they promised us. Well, who are they? Obviously, they were recruited for this journey. And I would gladly train all 60,000 of the Haitians if I could have two of the people that sent them strung up within a month for treason against this country, deliberately trying to break us by sending these people unknowingly, unwittingly.
Right.
I mean, they're not the smartest people, obviously, or they wouldn't come. But they were easily duped. And so do you really want to jump on the people that got easily duped and say, oh, they're the problem? I don't think so. I think there's some very evil, semi-intelligent people out there that have you trained to watch your TV and freak out, when in reality what you need to do is say, hey, these people didn't get here by accident. The closest way to get here from Haiti, if the borders were all wide open like they say they are, the closest route from Haiti is not 2,200 miles to Texas. It's, you know, roughly 800 to 1,400 miles up and down our east coast from Boston to Miami. And they didn't come in that way. I mean, if they all had motorboats and everything and came on their own, that's exactly what they would have done. But no, they didn't take the most direct route. I remember when the Cubans were doing that. And my heart was kind of out to them because they were actually taking on some pretty serious weather and whatnot just to get away from Cuba. And when they got
there,
they were taken in back in the day. Well, that ain't happening anymore. It's not like that, even that kind of quote-unquote migration anymore. Yeah, that was illegal too. But the danger was prevalent. Now they're carrying cell phones, prepaid credit cards. You know, clearly this whole thing is being financed. And nobody seems to want to go after, you know, somebody who's involved with it. Clearly, there are a lot of people even claim they're part of it, although who knows? Maybe they're lying.
But well, there are groups that are out there, these nefarious groups, Irish, that are out there. There are these pro-immigration groups. They know who they are. There's many of them. And these groups are heavily funded. And to me, the people who are funding these things, that's an act of treason against the sovereignty of the United States. All the actors involved, all the people involved that are volunteers, they'll say, well, you can't get me. I'm a volunteer. BS. You're volunteering to do something against the nation. That's treason, whether you're paid or volunteer. I don't care. And there's a lot of people that are involved, and I agree with you. I've been saying that for a long time. Who funded this stuff? It cost, that was a $1 million operation and many millions above that. The transport, 15,000 people across the Gulf. They have brand new backpacks. Many of them have brand new tennis shoes to walk on, right? They were given some change, bus fare, transport. It's crazy. And no one's going after the head of the snake, and that's where I want to go, the head of the snake, not the symptoms. Go ahead, man.
Well, I haven't looked this one up, but I can promise you everything you can ever get busted for is in Title 18, United States Code. I'm sure the definition of treason that might be in there would have nothing to do with who gets paid. It has everything to do with whether or not you're sabotaging our precious republic. And granted, if
yes.
you have a government that's running it, that we're going to, what's going to happen is one of two things. Either it's going to collapse and they think they're going to win by falling on top of it. So if it's going to be that kind of a cold war, all we have to do is ride that one out. But what they're hoping for is that we get into a hot war and we can't stop anything that's going on. And the answer is we're not that stupid, most of us, that we know that all we need to do is literally hold out. And as so many people are going to die from this jab, number one, a lot of them are going to have jobs, and that's going to be a big problem at first, that we won't have anything to replace those people because they're not replacing them with skilled labor. I don't care what you say. You know, those frontline practitioners in hospitals and whatnot, that right now are so many of them are getting thrown out because they won't take a jab, which is kind of interesting. And there's even NBA players now that are standing up and saying, I won't take a jab. Two more of them came out in interviews because they're getting ready to do their season. And a couple of millionaires spoke up and said, hey, I might be 6'11", but I'm not stupid. You know, I'm not taking a jab.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to respect me for my choice. And it was so pleasant to hear that out of somebody who was obviously a neighborhood athlete and didn't have to get educated. And that's what we're seeing. These guys are actually putting their money now where their mouth is, saying, look, I got enough money now, I'd be willing to cut and run at this point. If you want to kick me out of the NBA, I don't care. But I don't know what your problem is. And that's what I'm really glad to hear, because the media that's trying to egg them on is trying to say, yeah, but what about hospitals? What about future sicknesses? What about this? What about, he said, that's not my problem. I didn't create the problem. And now it's clear I have a natural immunity, which, by the way, natural immunity is what got two German language channels kicked off of YouTube that belonged to Russia. Now Russia's angry with what's going on here, because those were RT channels.
Yeah, right.
And I'm right. Waiting for the international community as a whole, because it's getting closer. I think it was Italy where policemen actually took their helmets off in solidarity, where they were ordered to do awful things to the people. They did this week.
They did. I saw
and
the
so
video. Yes.
We're starting to see an international. Internationally now people are saying, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go there. You can't make me do it. And that's a good sign. They were waiting for us to start it. And there are a lot of places that didn't make the mistake that Australia made and give up a bunch of guns at somebody's request. And so it's only a matter of time. Macron is still getting eggs thrown at him. Trudeau is getting rocks
as
thrown
he
at
should.
Him. Yeah, I mean,
he also got slapped last week.
Yeah, you guys don't watch enough football, apparently, because my accuracy is good enough. If I was going to hit him, if I was going to try for him at that distance, I'd definitely get a better close to a hit, if nothing else. Let him know I was there.
Right.
But more seriously, I'm really excited about the idea that whoever's left in this world, not just this nation, will be able to stand together because they were smart enough. But I'm also going to reiterate something I brought up in previous broadcasts. Those people who took one jab are more likely to be able to say, I survived it. It clearly made me worse. I might be 30 years old, but I have the blood makeup of a 70-year-old now because I took one jab. But at least
right.
They're around to be able to say, don't do it. And that's far more believable, because I've done so much debating as a Christian. And nobody wants to hear what the Bible has to say about it, and I get that. If you don't believe, you don't believe. So it's dumb for me to quote the Bible to someone who doesn't believe in it. On the other hand, it does make sense to have someone who's had a bad life, found God, and made the transition do the talking for you. And the same thing's happening with the one-time jabbers who are now repenting, saying, it was a bad idea. I was trying to get along. I was trying to keep my job. It was a huge mistake. And I will tell the world about it. Well, at least for the meantime, I can collect damages. I can say something before I'm dead. And those
yeah.
are the best people we got out there. And I wish I could hug them longer than I'm allowed to. But unfortunately, I got to protect myself because I made the right choice. And all I could do is egg them on and give them encouragement and hope that at least you can save the rest of the world if we can't save you. Do what you can. You're just like a veteran in a foreign war. That's what you are. And we respect you more than anyone. I'm going to say that here on this show. If you've had the one shot and you're wondering what happened to you, please speak out. We want to hear you tell the rest of the world it was a bad idea. And that way, we don't want to be a majority of people, especially here in the United States right now, that didn't take a jab. We want to be a super majority of people who think it's a dumb idea to take any more. And that's, I think, how we're going to
that's
win
right.
this thing.
I love it. Irish Spartan, thank you so much, sir.
Yep. You are welcome.
Have a great night. Words of wisdom, man. Appreciate it.
And your kiss song
excellent
is coming
call.
Right up.
Thank you, Irish. Thank you, man. We appreciate the fun packs when they come. They're always fun to get. Irish sends me some promos for the show. And I do some myself, too. Here's one from a band in L.A., which is pretty cool.
Camera show, to plug another show.
That was their version of The Cure, called that song called The Force, which I love. Let's get the Cat in Canada. Cat, are you there tonight? Is it really you calling in, baby? I'm doing great. Here in the studio, we are having a field of dreams, a field of calls. We still want to get to you and the gunslinger. We see Lincoln called in, others. So fire off, baby. The floor is yours.
Yeah, well, it's kind of interesting. A lot of the callers that you had tonight were really good. I think it was Paul that was mentioning them taking our possessions. I actually
read
an article today.
Yeah, we talked about that show many times. Yeah, because Paul's right. I mean, they will be – I've told you guys before, they will be taught that what you have is too much and it's not fair. And Paul's right. We talked about that. I mean, Paul had on the show a million times and others that have called in that these so-called migrants and refugees at some point will be desperate and they're going to be dumped into your neighborhoods, folks, and they'll start climbing through your windows. This is what they do in third world countries. They climb through windows that aren't barred, you know?
Yeah.
If you ever go to Mexico, look at the windows and doors. There's iron bars everywhere. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yep. Well, up here in the Great White North, things just seem to be accelerating along quite quickly. I've seen a few things today, and it's actually quite alarming. If this doesn't wake people up, I don't know what will. In Saskatchewan, the public health officer just says that they have every right to come to your home and take your possessions and your livestock. And I think the article said if it was even if you're such an extremist that you would be preparing emergency procedures to avoid the jab. So, I mean, what does that mean? I can't buy rice and beans now? This is in Saskatchewan. I'm not in Saskatchewan, but it's coming.
It is, Kat, and what they're really saying is what the governments are saying, these paid shills and these police forces. Now, we're for law and order on our show, as you are. We're reasonable people. But what we see is these draconian edicts coming down where the governments are basically saying, if you boil it down to its finest essence, they're saying you don't own anything. You don't own your property, your livestock, even the clothes on your back. Your body is ours. We have a right to inject you with anything we want. The state has a right to kill you if we want to kill you. And now if you accept that, whether you're anywhere in the world, just know what it is. It means that you are nothing. I don't care how many high-tech toys you have or what a nice car you have or whatever, how cute you look or whatever, or for anybody, or how much money you have in the bank, whatever barometer that you're using, you're a slave to them. They view you as a slave, and this is, in my view, these are beta tests of the New World Order. They're trying to see, you know, where is the line of resistance? How far can we push people, Kat? That's what they're really doing here.
Exactly, and that's why it's so sad.
Yeah, and Australia is a beta cast. Right. Yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yep. No, I've just people around here have been complying. I've been saying this ever since they started talking about masks. And people just go along with it, right? And that was just the precursor to the vaccine. And it's amazing how many people actually take it. I mean, you have a computer in your hand, and there's no excuse to not know what's going on. You can easily pick up your phone. You can see who's behind it all. You can look up every single one of these companies that's coming out with these death jabs, and you can see who's pulling the string. People blame it on Biden or they blame it on Trudeau, but it's like what you were saying. What's the head of the snake? These are just the symptoms. So I think you know who's pulling the strings.
Sure I do, but I can't hover around groups on the show too much because we have a lot of nefarious groups and individuals that are taping these shows and listening to these shows. And so I have to talk in code. I knew that on purpose. There's a big movement. People on Gab and elsewhere are saying, name this and name that. Well, it's easy for them to say that because they don't have a show. Okay. They aren't in the public eye even minutely. These are people in their mom's basement or well-meaning people. I'm being facetious there. But my point is, a lot of people want all these shows to do all these things. And I tell them this, look, if you want to talk about one, we are not a single issue show, but if you want to talk about one thing or one group, start your own show. I might call into your show. Do it. I go, but don't expect me to fit your criteria of what you want, because you don't want to do anything on your own, but you want everybody else to cater to what I call single issue politics or these litmus tests that they're trying, you know. So I get that once in a while from people. I politely say, look, I, in a funny way, and I'm very honest about this, I am the equal opportunity offender. In other words, if you listen long enough, I'm going to probably offend every group in the country. So we hate them all. We hate them all, you know? So I go, if you're a leftist,
you know what?
You're going to hate me. If you're a militant, you're going to
totally
hate the show. And that's how I do
totally
it
understand.
Because, well, I have to have a defense. And my defense is I'm the equal opportunity offender. I hate everybody. So what are you going to do about it now? Oh, well, they're like, whoa, you know, cat cut your tongue, huh? Well, I'm more clever than them in the sense that I know what they try to get you to do, folks. There's a lot of entrapment going on, a lot of legal warfare and lawfare going on. And I always tell the callers and people, you can probably get away more than I can. I have to be a little more clever and careful, but I'll still get it out there. And the people in the know what I'm talking about, but I don't hover around any one group, whether it's BLM, Antifa, a minority group. I just move. I keep moving and grooving. Moving and grooving, baby. I'm surfing the wave, right? So eventually I will talk about everybody, but I don't hover. But, yeah, there is the head of the snake, and people will call it whatever. I basically just call it the head of the snake. And there are groups in charge of these immigration posses and these excursions to our border. And, yeah, the people are paid to come here. There's millions of dollars that are trading hands across the Gulf of Mexico from coyotes to these human rights groups. And they have these nice names like we're the Federation of Human Rights or we're the Hispanic or the Haitian, you know, civil rights group. And so they have these nice, colorful, flowery names. And I never mention them by name because they'll be pissed off. And I don't need any more enemies. I already have enough. Just kidding. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. They will go after you because that's right. What they do. You're not allowed to call out the head of the snake.
How dare you?
Time and time
exactly.
Again. Yeah, and all
they'll
those
say, how dare
you
call us out on We Hunt? How dare you?
You're an anti-Semite.
Well, I tell them this. Every dog has his day, right? Every dog has his day. And enjoy your time in the sun because those days are numbered. Because this is not sustainable. This cannot go on forever. It won't because there's always a tipping point in history. And one thing that we know on this show is history. And I tell you two things. The leftists always overplay their hand, and things get so bad in history where there's a massive tipping point. And it doesn't always go the way they want, you know? But to tell us more about Canada and what's going on up there.
Well, I did see a video of a mom and with her young kids, and they failed to produce a vaccination record, and she actually got arrested in front of her children for being in an arena to watch her kids' hockey game.
God.
So, so far, I think it's just what do they call it? Unnecessary or unessential buildings, like theaters, restaurants,
right.
arenas, that kind of thing. But yeah, the pressure is mounting, and I feel really bad for these kids in university because they've been so indoctrinated to go into these indoctrination centers, and now they're faced with the choice of do I drop out or do I get it? Because they're not even allowed to take online courses in some cases, even if they're not even going
right.
on campus. So it's rather alarming.
It is. And you know what, in Canada, Kat, I would say this, that the people up there are great people in Canada. But the problem is what they've done, and I'll condense this because of time, that the governments over time have cowed everybody and made you kowtow, and we're all good little citizens, and they want you compliant, and yes, sir, snap to attention. They tell you to jump. How high should I go? And they've been doing this systematically for years till we got to this point. And now they got a couple of generations that are cowed, especially in countries like Australia, New Zealand, hate to say Canada, but that's true, and the UK, of the white countries. And Europe, too, they've been cowed for years. They were cowed the minute after World War II went down. In America, we're different, and we are, I just want to say, we are the last obstacle to the New World Order, and we are a major thorn in their side. Thank God we are. And I've always said, because of that, they're going to make us pay. There's going to be, in my view, I can look at my crystal ball. I see a war coming here through, because they want us to pay. They have to punish America for being so, how dare we be so self-righteous? How dare we own arms? How dare we think we have sovereignty and power and control over our bodies, our neighborhoods, and by even our possessions and our homes? That, to those people, the tyrannical people in government, i.e. Saskatchewan, you're talking about, is just the most evil thing to them, because they've been taught in the government that we have the power. Only the federal employees have the power, or the provincial employees of Canada, right? What I would say is this. A lot of people need to unlearn some of the things they've been taught and brainwashed, and it's not to go crazy. I always tell folks, don't go crazy. Don't do anything stupid. I'll tell you why. Because we're going to need you. We're going to need all hands on deck, and I mean that. People that do stupid things, all they're going to do is lock you away in a prison. And we don't need more patriots in prison. We already have 600 of them that are in solitary confinement from January the 6th. And they would love nothing more than to lock up more and more of you. Find little petty things to lock you up on. And I've told you guys before, don't even think of going to Washington, D.C. for any reason other than being a tourist. You have no business there right now, because what they'll say is you're trespassing, and they'll look at your social media, and if you step foot in D.C., it's enemy territory, and they'll say you're a domestic terrorist. You have nefarious plans. Why are you here alone? And you'll be surrounded by federales. Go on a tour group if you want to go and look at some museums. Have lunch and get the F out of there and go back home. I keep telling people that. They go to D.C. and they go to these rallies and they start arresting you. It's a very hostile environment, if you haven't noticed, folks. Hostile. They're looking for reasons. And Canada, you guys are 1,000 times worse than us. I mean, it's really bad there. But they have to unlearn some things. And I would say that to your Canadian friends, tell them to learn some new tricks. Tell them to start reading the American Revolution and how our countries started about this roughly around the same time, but we went on two completely divergent paths. And we're not perfect. We're far from it. But you guys went the role of big government compliance. We went the path of freedom and liberty, at least in our original genesis, our original thing. We are so far from that today. But every world leader, even Vladimir Putin once said, Kat, that the one thing that terrifies the KGB and the Soviet generals is when they were wargaming with America, they said the one thing about America, and then they'd sit around drinking their vodka shots, is they have revolutionary blood running through their veins. Their ancestors killed people to get freedom and liberty. They fought wars, not once, twice against Great Britain. These people are not compliant. They are headstrong, which we are. We do not bow to any tyrants, domestic or foreign. And that was the one thing that every in China says, man, we'll never conquer America for that reason alone. Your final thoughts.
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, the revolutionary blood does not flow in our veins. And I think that just made it all the more easier for capitalism to cripple us. And that's exactly what they did, that we've been conditioned for this. And I see everyone is looking to America because everyone knows that. And we're watching you and seeing how you react to all this.
Right. And I'll tell you what most of the people that I know that are doing, there's many great people that you might see them in a convertible or SUV around America. Maybe they're wearing a nice polo shirt, sandals, or things you would. Not everyone is dressed up here as a militia guy or gal. But let me tell you, we're behind every blade of grass. And these people that you think are just a suburban dad or maybe a middle-aged guy or young guy, that not, people might look at him and go, oh, he's a nobody. These guys, or he's a loser, or he's a so-and-so. He's a suburbanite. These people will change on a dime, and they have uniforms ready to go. They have battle gear ready to go, and they will change overnight. And the minute anything happens, they will be out there. So I just know that from reading and just things in general. No specific knowledge, but in the sense of I know a lot of people who know a lot of people who know a lot of people, I'll put it that way. That a lot of people that they blend in very, very well and should see them at the grocery store or the movie theater. They're driving around town. They'll be enjoying themselves. But in the back of their mind, they know about these things, and they're going, okay. If this falls on our generation, okay. Because I said one thing about this in this country. Every generation in America, unfortunately, has had to fight a war. We're the first generation so far that hasn't had to fight a war. Who would have ever thought that the war would be with people trying to take us down from within, for example? Or maybe it's an EMP attack from China. Who knows? We don't know. There's many threats that are out there, right? So that's what I'm saying. That don't people need to realize that what we're doing, too, is we're watching and we're keeping – our heads cool, and people are not going berserk or crazy. And that's exactly what the government wants everyone to do right now. And I tell folks, prepare. Cooler heads normally prevail, and don't do anything crazy because all hands will be needed. All hands will be on deck at some point. Again, we hope that this never happens. We hope that, but I will say this, all of these other white countries like Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Europe, they've been conditioned, like you said, Kat, and that's the problem. They're going to get they're trying to lock you guys down first, and then they're going to come against us. And we know it's coming. We know it's coming. So thanks for the call. Yep. I appreciate your thoughts tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got to just be 5 steps ahead of them, right?
That's right. That's right. And yeah. Kat, tell your friends up there in Canada to call in and listen to the show, okay? Would really appreciate that.
Oh, I absolutely will. I really like listening to your show because it's very relevant to what's going on in our country. And, I always learn lots listening to you, too. I really appreciate it.
So I learned from all my callers, and I did not know that about Saskatchewan. Thanks for the intel about that, Kat. Have a great night. Appreciate you up there.
Yeah.
We love Canada.
Thank you. Have a good night. Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We love Canada. A lot of patriots up in Canada, a lot of great people up there. And unfortunately, they're cowed. Unfortunately, they are, you know, being corralled, so to speak. And it's sad. But these other countries, Australia has got 25 million people. They're a beta test for the New World Order. And you see how fast the police in these countries turn on the people. They'll turn on you in a lightning bolt. They're heavily paid. I heard that their pay was increased, and that's why they have no shortage of police officers in Australia. Remember, the New World Order is rich. They have lots of money. They can fund these things. So they're funding them. And I told a guy the other day, I said, Australia, which way, man? Weren't you the country that was started by, you were the frickin' penal colony of England, full of criminals, murderers, instigators. And now, you guys are cowed, domesticated. You used to be the criminals that, you were so rough and tough. England kicked you out and moved you literally 10,000 miles away from England that was so prim and nice over there with their tea and crumpets. You guys were such badasses. They had to ship your asses to Australia. You were nothing but a penal colony for Great Britain and their empire. You were the worst of the worst of the worst. The biggest cutthroats of the world, of their empire. They put you all in exile because they didn't want to spend one more shilling on you in England for food or rent or your room and board. They didn't even want to pay an executioner to kill you. They wanted you gone. Yet here's your country today. We love Australia. We have a lot of people that are in there. And it's amazing what's happening. Let's get to some more calls. Let's go to the Gunslinger in Texas. I know he's been holding for a while. I want to hear what the Gunslinger's got to say. Hey, man, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I hear you loud and clear, Gunslinger. I want to get you on, man, from the Republic of Texas. Talk to me, man.
Well, you know, yeah, there's a lot of things, you know. Yeah, there's a lot of things that's going on. One particular is I'd like to talk about that jab that the so-called hair sniffer in the White House got. If you look at that picture, okay, number one, right off the bat, it's a stage. Why would they want to recreate a stage just to show somebody getting a shot? Now, I'm pretty damn observant, and I'm like a bloodhound. I can sniff out things because I'm a retired master electrician. I sniff out electrical problems, okay? You look at this. You know, right off the bat, it's on a stage. Why would they want to recreate something like this? Like you're looking out the windows of the Oval Office. Okay, that's stupid right off the bat. Two, the idiot in chief, he's not facing the reporters. His arm is facing away from the reporters. What does that tell you?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get no shot. He didn't get no shot. It was
that's
all
right.
Stage.
He got a placebo. That's right.
Yeah.
Biden never
really
got
true.
The real COVID shot, folks.
That's
I don't believe
right.
it for a minute.
He didn't get the vaccine. He didn't get nothing. If that was really true, he would be facing the reporters and let the world
that's
see.
Right.
Because if you see the video, you'll see, you know, the whoever the nurse or whatever the person is just touched his arm and all of a sudden he puts his sleeve down. He didn't get no shot. Okay. You've had shot in your arm before. Okay. Number one, it's too quick, okay? And like I said, he's not facing the reporters. If he was honest and open, which he's not, obviously we all know that, he would be facing the reporters and let everybody see. But he's facing opposite. Nobody ever notices that. And I'm going, wait a minute, there's something rotten with this picture here, and the video for that matter, okay? So the whole thing is a farce. It's a lie. Okay, it's for to get you into compliance with their agenda is what it all boils down
that's
to.
That's right.
Because they had no other reason. They want that command and control. They want that obedience from the slaves as
they're
as
control
their
freaks. Right. They're control freaks. They want to be able to command and control from DC, and they want real command and control to the local level. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they want control all the way down to the dog catcher. I mean, this is the most ridiculous control matrix I have ever seen. You ever seen a dog catcher walking around, got a nice brand new truck, and got a shiny badge, you know, that's showing on his belt? You've seen them. Okay, I've seen them more than once.
Sure.
When you give people that kind of authority from a governmental agent, their head gets as big as the state of Texas. And the state of Texas is pretty damn big. Okay? It's that command. It's that, you know, you do what I say or I'm going to give you a bad hair day. Okay? That's what it all. Even local government, okay? They're all tyrants, okay? Because, you know, they don't want to admit to anything. They don't want to admit to any wrongdoing. Now, with the exception of one city out here, you know where probably where Fort Worth is out there. The mayor of one of those little towns out there. It might be Arlington or somewhere out in there.
I used to live in Arlington. I know it. I know well.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to live there.
You know well.
In the
mid-cities. There's a water park.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a water park out there, and this kid went swimming in this water park, and he got some type of brain-eating amoeba or whatever it is. Killed him, okay? He's a young kid. And normally the city government would cover up things. You know, they wouldn't mention anything.
Right.
They wouldn't do anything, you know, the whole nine yards. But this guy went on camera, the mayor, he's a new mayor. He said, it's our responsibility. I take full responsibility for the death of that child. Because the sanitation wasn't properly done, blah, 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 blah. I almost fainted and fell out of my chair when I heard that. I mean, do you ever heard of a mayor admitting fault like that? Wow. Especially
Never. No, I never have. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Second thing on this, people that are coming across the border, you know, you're right. These people are not going – they're going to be knocking on your door, okay, because they're not going to be able to find gainful employment, okay? They're not supposedly vaccinated, quote-unquote, you know, the whole nine yards. And
right.
You're going to have to protect yourself and your family and your property. That's why I carry – I'm going to start calling my little – peacekeeper that I carry on my side, I'm going to call it a hole puncher because that's what it does. It punches holes.
Exactly. Exactly. I love it. Love it.
So,
Gunslinger,
you know,
thank you, man.
Appreciate it. All right. Have a nice night.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great night. Appreciate that. The hole puncher on your sidearm. That's a good one, Gunslinger. That's exactly what it's going to do. Here's the deal. I can tell everyone in Canada and all these other foreign countries, we want peace, but our enemies want war. And by the way, no one has mentioned from my monologue the country that is, and I haven't forgotten, our next listening country is, drumroll please, Yemen in the Middle East. I think Yemen's a CIA station. They're probably listening in. There's also some troops there, I believe. The Yemenis are actually, they have some pro-American, quote-unquote, government people. So they're probably listening in to hear what real America is thinking. But Yemen was the new country where we're getting a signal. We have listeners in Yemen, right by Saudi Arabia. We've always said listeners in Pakistan. I know that's a CIA place, too. And there's troops in, I'm sure, Pakistan as well. Or Delta Force teams that probably love the show. We love them, too. They are protecting America. And I've always said, let's fight the wars over there on one level and not bring them over here. And having said that, we also don't want 20, 30-year wars where we don't accomplish a whole lot. And if you have to leave those hell holes, don't have a bungled retreat like we did under General Milley. That was actually embarrassing when the U.S. was leaving in haste. That was not well planned. That was not well executed. It was not well thought out. Unbelievable. We might have our backs up against the wall, America, but right now we're officially in overtime, so we've got some more time to go. But yeah, Yemen's the new country that's listening in, so Yemen, if you're out there, call the show. We'd like to hear from you.
Yeah, we don't want nobody telling us what to do. We don't want nobody pushing us around.
I apologize, but tell me, just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
That's right. We want America to have a party. Let the good times roll while the New World Order is amassing an army against us. This is when we need Dirty Harry on the streets of America.
You saw the ads and you saw what was out there on the Von Wehunt show. You have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Go ahead. Call up. Make his day. It's the Von Wehunt show.
Love that. Let's get over to Lincoln and Flyover Country. And we'll try to get to Brett the Surfer here as well. But Lincoln, how you doing, brother? We'll get you on the air here. Patch you through. What's new and exciting,
hey,
my friend?
Brother. How you doing, brother? I'm doing well.
Good, man. Hey, tell me really quick, if you can, what's that Telegram group that you're in?
Oh, man, I'm in like 400 Telegram
them?
Groups. But
okay, good. Good. Well, I'll find you there eventually. I'll find you there.
Well, the one you can find me on, man, is if you want to find me on Telegram, like the group I really focus a lot around, is called it's one word, I believe. It's called Base Truth, where it's just an open platform to discuss anything you want. Really, it's mostly for thousands of people who have watched Europa, the Last Battle, and The Greatest Story Ever Told, and Hellstorm, and certain different documentaries down that path. It's mostly for people like that. It's mostly a Telegram chat with a voice chat every night that's geared towards those kind of people, which I am that kind of people. But it's called Base Truth, and it's very, very good, man.
Base, I love the name of that, Base Truth. Well, I'm very Base Truth, so I would love that group. That's awesome, man.
Well,
check it out
in,
for
brother.
Sure.
You're welcome anytime. Come on in, brother. You're
thank you, man.
Anytime.
I'll definitely find you there. It's cool. Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for the invite. I'll definitely check it out. Yeah, I like that stuff. It's very cool. Well, it's about what's happening. You know, it's I live in the moment, right? And we live here and now. You've got to be, like JFK once said, you got to be a man of your time and your era. And, right, this is foisted upon us. This is our era, man. This is our time, our day in the sun. We are living in very strange political times. Did you ever think America would have, you know, gay generals and have a botched retreat? And we have our federal government's paying people to take this vaccine. They have lotteries in states where it's like up is down, down is up. If you speak the truth, you're incarcerated. And if you're a liar, they give you a medal. That's America today.
Yeah. Did you see the Marine that's currently incarcerated for speaking his mind?
Yeah, I talked about him in the monologue. Talked about him, Lieutenant.
Yeah.
He's in the brig.
That's an embarrassment to me, man. That's an embarrassment to me because I'm a former Marine myself. Well, in the Marine Corps,
I know you are.
Is once a Marine, always a Marine. And that's an absolute embarrassment. I'm glad that wasn't the Marine Corps I was in. When I was in the Marine Corps, we had to call I'm an older guy, man. I'm 45 years old. So in my day, when I was in the Marine Corps, you know, when we had to address a certain president, it was the honorable this, the honorable that, the honorable this, but when it came to Bill Clinton, when I was in, I wasn't in under Bill Clinton. I was in after him, but he was a previous president. But you know what we were taught was, the honorable Ronald Reagan, which I'm not a fan of Ronald Reagan. You know that. The honorable this
right.
guy, the honorable that guy. And when it came to Bill Clinton, they always said, Bill Clinton, you can use honorable or not. And that's how we
right,
were taught.
Right, right.
And now it's just all fucking fagged up with, you have Marines wearing high heels and shit. It's disgusting, man. It really just turns me off. I can't believe I see Marines wearing lipstick and having gay marriages.
It's so bad. It's laughable. It's so bad. It's like, am I living in this idiocracy, this crazy dream? Is this really going on? When, yeah, I see the same thing, Marines in high heels. I've seen guys, I swear to God, 20, 30 guys in the Army passing around a dildo. I mean, these are crazy videos that are out there. And, I mean, it's not, it's beyond just a frat joke or something. This is people that we brought into the military. This is their real lifestyle. Serious.
Yeah, I posted a video online that you commented on back in our Twitter days of the a group of Marines, and one of them is sucking on a dildo while everyone else celebrates that, like it's some heroic thing.
I remember that.
Like,
what
in the world?
I remember that video, and I as you noticed, I reposted that everywhere. I said, everyone needs to see this. Everyone, I made damn sure that thing got out there. In fact, I think I posted that thing like four or five times. I blasted Twitter with that thing because I'm going, this is the new military. I'm not afraid to show it because you guys need to see what's really going on our bases. Disgusting.
Unfortunately, Vaughn, that video I posted, that video happened under a guy named Donald Trump, not Joe Biden or Barack Obama.
It did. No, it did. But I would say this about in Trump's defense, because I'm very fair, it really started under Obama because Obama really bastardized the military. He was in there for 8 years prior to Trump, and in 8 years, you can do a lot of damage. We all know that, well, there's a lot of allegations, I will say, that Obama was gay, that there's a lot of strange conjecture about his so-called first lady wife, right? Wink, wink, nod,
right.
nod. So a lot of people aren't quite sure what that is, and I won't go down that rabbit hole for time constraints, but my point is that, I mean, that all started under Obama. He was installed to the first step was to destroy America's readiness and destroy America's country, destroy the economy. He was under that severe recession, almost a depression, that he was trying to push us into. He bastardized the military, our foreign policy, worst president ever. But Biden's really catching up to Obama on the title of the worst president. And Biden has done more damage in a year, not even a year yet. And I'm going, what's this guy going to do in 4 years? That's why I tell folks, you better get ready now. And I'm being very serious because this, you know, a year hasn't even gone by, man. And we're seeing this kind of stuff, you know? Crazy.
Yeah, that was the original topic of my call, man. Was originally I heard you talking about seeds are great, things like that, but we need to prepare for now because seeds take a while, things like that. My whole niche thing is while I was in the Marine Corps, I went through a class called SEER School, which is survive, evade, resist, escape. We learn all these different skills as far as wilderness survival, things like that, and I try to tell people all the time. My girl Kathy called in tonight. I wasn't a big fan of your call with her because you just really talked over her a lot and then cut her off a lot. But she's gone on that path learning wilderness survival skills, things like that. And I really think people need to learn that a lot is because, you know, what are you going to do, white men, when unvaccinated men, when the grocery stores aren't no longer available to you unless you show your passport? Well, luckily for me, in my past, I went through SEER school. I've learned a different skill set as far as trapping, snaring, foraging, things like that, to where, and I happen to live in a very community where I'm surrounded by Mennonites who will not just just will not follow those mandates. So if that happens, it doesn't really affect. I put myself in a place where it doesn't affect me at all. I can gather most of my what I eat, what I gather, what I can, as far as meat, vegetables, fruits, things like that. I can walk in the woods and find that shit. I don't need a Walmart to eat. But many people don't have those skills, and that's something that we need to learn. Gardening, hunting, fishing, foraging, trapping, snaring, things like that. That's shit that we need to learn, because you're going to need to know those skills at some point if you don't want to get vaccinated. That's my opinion. I could be wrong. Who knows? But, I mean, what we're preparing for here is
I bet you're right.
Full-on Red Dawn style.
Yeah, I bet you're right, man. No, I mean, I agree totally. We haven't talked about that enough, but gardening, I grew up with gardens, so I know a little bit about that, but I don't claim to be a farmer. But, yeah, farming skills, gardening, ranching skills, we have to really be thinking outside the box here and be thinking, what are you going to do when they have the kill switch on the internet? What are you going to do, like Lincoln said, folks, when they say, well, you don't have a vaccine card, you can't shop at Safeway. You're banned. You can't go in the door. You know, they have guards posted outside. I know these things are real hard for most Americans to wrap their minds around because, again, you know, when the sun comes up tomorrow, everyone's going to be out there, you know, shopping and going to restaurants, and there's a lot of normalcy, and we like that. I want things to be normal, but when you see what's happening in Canada and Australia and the UK and Europe, how they're bit by bit by bit, incrementalism, step by step by step, they're slowly boiling the frog in the pot. Right, Lincoln? 1 degree, 1 degree, 1 degree, step by step by step. So my thing is, one day we're going to wake up and there will be a roadblock, or you'll hear a weird government edict that will come over the radio waves. And you'll say, well, what do you mean? I don't understand. We're talking. So you're right, Lincoln. People have to be prepared now and start getting those skills now. Absolutely.
I mean, fortunately for me, I put myself in a situation. I've been in my niche among the very far right-wing groups that I'm a part of. Is I've always been into wilderness survival ever since I went through SEER school back in my Marine Corps days. And then even to further gather more skills upon that, I went through a survival class. In my state, it's no secret on your show that I'm from Missouri, but there's a school called Sigma 3 Survival School. And it doesn't matter what state you're in, there's survival schools around there for people who don't know these skills. You can pay, you know, $500, $700, $800 or whatever, and go through these schools and learn these skills. I went through SEER school, and when I went through that school, I still learned things that I didn't know through SEER school. They're very good schools, and it's things that at some point we have to return to nature and realize that we have to stop being dependent upon these big box grocery stores for everything and all that. We're surrounded every day by all kinds of things, and we have access to all kinds of things, but we just don't use them because we're all lazy and we just want to go to the store. It's really a detriment for us, I think.
It's true, and everyone's guilty of it to a certain extent, man. Lincoln, appreciate the call. I really, really do. That's a great, great call tonight, man. Appreciate you, man. Have a great night. Hail
Bye,
victory, brother.
Hey. Hail victory, brother. And by the
yes.
way, what Kat said about who owns everything, she was absolutely right.
I agree with her.
Have a good night,
I agree with you. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I mean, we don't own this country. We don't own our media. We don't own the newspapers. There's other hostile groups that own that stuff. They are one to indoctrinate you folks and brainwash you. And it's all designed to get you to be compliant. They want you coerced for government tyranny, and more things are coming down the pike. Right now we're in overtime officially, and this is a lot of folks grab the show during the podcast. So the folks don't only listen live, they can always go back into Blog Talk or on Podomatic or other places and grab the actual show and listen to all of it. And that's a good thing because then they can hear the show and the entire podcast. We've been running actually about 2 hours and 20 minutes every show because I'm trying to get everyone some airtime and still do some promos and have some fun at the same time. So I try to juggle everything here at the studio desk and in my mountain stronghold. And, yeah, we'll get Brett the Surfer on here in a moment. He's still holding. Look, the polarization of America continues. Well, there's a lot of things that are coming down the pike. And, again, we want to, you know, let's all pray and hope and prepare, you know, for a better tomorrow. We have a lot of things that are going on that are very nefarious, very strange. I've never seen a country that wants to give away a free vaccine, for example, and then if you don't want the free vaccine, they want to pay you to take the vaccine. If you refuse the payment, they then try to coax you into buying a lottery ticket where you can win millions of dollars in some states if you get the COVID shot. That right there is all you need to know. That is what I call red flags are everywhere. It's like we're on a bad date and the girl wants to marry you guys and I see red flags and you run for the hills. Do not marry that woman, that crazy bitch. And our government right now is a crazy bitch. And they're saying crazy things. I mean, I'm not even going to make any excuses for them. The things I'm hearing from the Pentagon, the State Department, the Oval Office, the girl, you know, Peppermint Patty that comes out there every day and makes excuses. She says this week that you as American citizens, you have to take the shot, but it's okay that the Haitians don't and the Mexicans don't to come over the border because that's different. That's different. And don't question us again. She was very snooty to the reporter who I would have asked, if this is such a national security thing, the biggest epidemic and plandemic and pandemic of our lifetime of the last millennium, you would think the government would be there on the border with COVID shots, doctors, tents, mandating this to all those immigrants coming in. But there were none to be found. None. That's all you need to know. People vote with their feet. Watch what they do. Actions speak louder than words. I love what people say, but I always look at actions. What are they doing in the real world? And they're not doing much, didn't say much to me. And I know they have other nefarious purposes. I'm not blind to it. We'll get to Brett the Surfer here next. You are at, folks, the overtime hour of the Von Wehunt Show and our podcast. You have reached the Radio Octagon. Somewhere off the coast of Haiti, more than likely, watching the next migrant wave come into the country. Brett, are you there, my friend?
Scary. How are you, Vaughn, man? Strawberry alarm clock. Gotta love it. Yeah, it's quite the
I love that
song. There. Oh, yeah.
Incense and peppermints, man. Yeah. Late 1960s.
Yeah,
bring it on. Peace and love. That's what we want. Peace and love. We don't want war, but our enemies want war with us. But if they want a war, they came to the right place. So what are your thoughts on that, big guy?
Well, I saw an interview with Matt Lamb. He's on the border about 60 miles, I think down near Tucson or towards the Nogales. But it's about 60 miles from the border, and he was talking to Robert Kiyosaki, actually, Rich Dad, Poor Dad author. He has a podcast. And
great guy.
Just very interesting how, you know, what he's really trying to get attention, that the federal government needs to do something, and obviously they're not. I mean, it's sad that intentionally they're just going to bus these people around to different cities, and who knows what's going to happen. Or it's quite unbelievable, that something like that would happen. We're in interesting times, right now. And then we've got you've also got the, the government, didn't they just extend that until, they're not going to shut the government down until December now, which is a good thing, I guess if you need to get a passport or something like that. it's just a crazy situation. I really wonder how they're going to remedy that. It's that and that situation, and just our debt ceiling. I don't think we've ever hit the cap of our debt ceiling, and that's that. You hear Janet Yellen speaking, and
America's credit card is unlimited, Brett.
Yeah, fortunately,
we'll just print some more money.
Are they going to continue doing it forever? It's like you hear them wanting to really raise that debt ceiling. I don't know. I think that's probably what they're going to do. But if they don't, it's a catastrophe, there. And then maybe that's why.
Either way, it's a catastrophe. I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Right. The thing is, man, our current economic status is unsustainable, bro. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't sustain in the debt ceiling trillions of dollars every year and expect good things to happen. We've been lucky in this country. I always say we're very blessed. We're very lucky. Let's stay blessed. Let's stay lucky. I always say the luckiest guy is the guy that wins the race. It's not always the smartest one or the one with the model good looks or whatever, or the best resume. It's the luckiest guy. So I like being lucky. Let's just keep on being lucky. We're a big country. We can absorb a lot of hits, and we're more resilient than what they like to admit. But I think at some point, man, it's like in history, the straw that breaks the camel's back, that last little bit, and something somewhere, like they say, has got to give. And we don't know what that's going to be, but it's going to be an economic hellstorm at some point.
Yeah,
the whole world will be plunged into a global depression, is what I'm saying, and we won't be immune, and that's why you got to get prepared, because when it happens, it's going to happen in our lifetime. These aren't things that I'm projecting, 100 years out. These are things I'm projecting this decade, between 2020, 2030. This decade, we're now at 2021, okay? And not that I want these things. I don't want any of this to happen. But I think at some point, there's going to be hell to pay, I think, if the ship isn't righted. And by, there's some economists that say that, and people that say that by 2030, 32, the world's going to be in a depression. 2034 is the start of World War III.
Interesting timeline there. I don't know. We all want to have, and we all possess hope, and we could, but it's very interesting times, man. Pandemic. I mean, this kind of debt, our borders wide open, we've just got so many things going on. It's almost like this is the apocalypse now, if you really open your eyes and look around. But, the funny thing is about life, even if it is the apocalypse, I still see a rad wave there that I'm dying to hop on. But, there's still so many beautiful things, but it's enough to make you cry. And But I'm gonna go out laughing and enjoying this ride that I've had. But I think we're gonna overcome. Good overcomes evil eventually, and that's my prediction.
I think you're right. And this isn't a doom and gloom show. We're not doom and gloom. We have hope on our show, and that sounds strange to some people to hear a lot of the heavy, heavy topics that we talk about. We need to delve into these heavy things. I call them heavy metal topics, right? But the thing is, the hope is that America is going to go through a hard, hard time. Many people are not going to make it, and I mean that in a physical way. They are the people, what I call the normies earlier in the show. They want things to be so normal, they'll be compliant with anything. They'll take any shot. They'll take any booster shot. They are the people that are brainwashed. And if things ever hit the fan, they're going to freak out. They're not mentally prepared. This country, the minds of Americans are nothing compared to, say, the minds of Americans on December 7th, 1941, when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, right? Our mentality is so far away from those young Americans that we're Saturn and they were Mars. It's how far it is, light years away, millions of miles away. So the mentality of the American persona is so different today. All they care about, like I say, is their fantasy football, their TV, their Netflix, their souped-up little Japanese rice burner car, their big truck. They're only concerned about the latest social media post on Facebook. They're not bad people. They're just sucked into the matrix, and that's where they want you. They want you sucked in, dialed in to all the crap they can then brainwash you with, propaganda and things. So my thing is, if anything were to happen, these people are the first ones to freak out, and they will freak out in a bad way. And that's why good people will go nuts, and they will literally go, I believe there will be a lot of insane people. And I mean that. There will be insane. And that's the hope part is that a lot of people are going to survive this. So we're going to see a lot of bad things happen and a lot of carnage and a lot of crazy. I think the news, I've always said that we've already seen it, but I think there is more shoes to drop in this country. They're going to put America through the paces. They're going to make us pay for not being compliant. They're pissed off at the American, Americans that call the show. American patriots, shows like this, people like this, they know we're 80 to 100 million strong, and man, that pisses them off to no end. That we're not sucking up, we're not begging for the shot, we're not standing in line to get the shot. We talk back, we critically think about the crap they spew out, and they get mad that we're not sucking it all up like a migrant would. Like a minority maybe would, to be blunt. We question everything. They don't like that. How dare you think? How dare you question? And so they come back and they go, well, if you're going to act like that, then we're going to take all of your stuff that you worked for. We're going to raid your accounts. So you see them, the IRS, doing that now. We're going to look at all the poor people's accounts in America, which is really what they're doing. Any transaction over $600. We're going to track, monitor, come on, $600-$700. That's what they said. That's what they're doing. So it's going to get rougher. So the hope is that we're going to make it. That's my message. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. We're going to get through this.
We will.
You, the great callers of the show, we're going to make it. Mentality. Other people by the millions are not going to make it now. Go ahead, sir.
That's true. That's true, and that's a scary thing. But, I have a feeling they divide and conquer, and that's what they're trying to divide. They're trying to create the divide. And, I think a lot of the stuff that's going on now is just to keep your eyes away from the real issue, and that's probably our debt. That can never be paid off early, and to create a new currency, one more currency, I definitely think maybe it's just to collapse everything and, you know, and then build, that's probably what build back better means, you know, collapse everything, destroy everything and build it back, you know, and that's,
you got
that's
it. Build back better. Is there demonic goal? It's the Beast Matrix New World Order system. When they say build back better, that's their nice flowery phrase. We're going to build back better. Well, we don't need to destroy everything to build back better. See what I mean? But they want you all communist slaves already in the Matrix. Well, you will build back better when they command you to do so. And that's what they're not telling you. Build back better. And I add the line, when we command you to do so. Command. And that's
command.
What they want. That's what they
word.
Want.
Yeah.
We're going to, they always say, we're going to build back better. I've seen every foreign leader say that. That's their email talking points. Boris of the UK said that. Ardern out of New Zealand, Biden, Obama, all the Democrats, all the liberals. Justin Trudeau even said, we're going to build back better in Canada. So we're going to build back better when we command you to do so. And we want you slaves. It makes sense. Owning nothing, so you'll work for free. And if you don't work for free, we're going to kill you. How about those apples? That's the world that they want. They want a slave system, caste
yep.
system, if you will. But, Brett,
exactly,
keep
yeah.
the faith, brother. Have hope.
Will,
keep
Bob.
Surfing those waves, brother.
All right, brother. You know I will. You know I will. There are no waves. I'm skateboarding. My longboard.
Yes. Yes. Thanks for calling the show, man. Have a great
right,
night, man.
Bob. Take it easy, buddy.
Brett the Surfer surfing off Haiti. I want him to be looking at that Haitian coast and reporting in when thousands of the Haitians get in those little rickety boats and come across the Gulf. Folks, I could talk for five more hours. We have people that have tried to get in tonight, but some of them did not stay. So if you're a new caller, if you're listening to our podcast, you've got to stay on the line because sometimes we have callers and I try to give them all at least 5 or 10 minutes of airtime. Well, we're going to end the show now, but I will say this in my closing remarks. The Afghanistan fiasco is the worst strategic blunder since 1938, the year that British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain waved around a copy of the Munich Agreement and proclaimed peace in our time. Chamberlain's failure to understand his enemy at the time gave Germany the space it needed to invade Poland. And what they never tell you in the history books is the Allies, the UK and America, winked at the Soviet Union, who they supported. And the Soviets also invaded Poland during the start of World War II. The only thing about Germany invading Western Poland, but the Red Army invaded the eastern side of Poland at the same time. History is written by the victors. We must make sure that we are the victors going forward and that we write the history of our time and our era. The polarization of America that has been growing in strength for years continues to escalate at even a faster pace. There's much fear-mongering and brainwashing going on. Many believed that during past administrations that it could not get any worse. But alas, each time one evil and corrupt group embedded in our government or a hostile enemy replaces another in this absurd political process. While division of our country and hatred continues to grow and things tend to worsen over time, we want things to get better. We're the hopeful ones. We're the ones that want things to be much better for our America, but they're trying to attack the real America. But we won't stand for that, will we? We will be the ones that will write the history of our time. We will be the victors. And going forward, keep that in your mindset. We will be we will defeat them. We will be the victors. We will be the enlightened ones. We will be the warriors because we're not going to take it. Thank you, folks, for being here. We love you all. We're not going to take it.